What's good, Rhythmic Radio? How y'all feeling? It's another episode of Conversations on the Rocks. And it's the coolest host you know, your homie Ice.
And it's your boy Los Vegas. You already know what it is, man.
Welcome back to another one, man. We here. Appreciate everybody tuning in on the Rhythmic Radio airwaves. Make sure y'all always tune in to rhythmicradio.com. Shout out to IG, Facebook, Conversations on the Rocks. And we here with another one, man. Got a nice guest. We about to get interview in with a little later. And got my homie in the building as well. Shout out to my homie O. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, with no further ado, let's jump right into pregame. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, man. Ace, how your week been, man?
Man, everything's love. Everything's been love, man. Never better. I can't complain. Just been working, really, man. Working a lot. Yeah. And getting the crib together a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I just bought a new Bluetooth speaker. A Sonos joint. It's just pretty dope.
Okay.
Yeah, man. So, playing around with that. I also bought a record player.
Where you get that?
So the Marley family, they got like a host of different electronics, like speakers, turntables, all different type of, you know what I'm saying, headphones, all that. And they had a dope turntable, and it's made pretty much out of like recycled, you know what I'm saying, material and shit. And the top is like a bamboo, you know what I'm saying, light brown. She's pretty dope and shit.
Everybody that didn't know, because I just learned this myself, I used to be a DJ back in the day and shit.
What are you talking about,
man? He was like a DJ drama selling mixtapes, so he was scratching and some old shit, man. So if y'all don't know nothing about my man Ice, But I will say my week been real good. I just really want to put out in pregame. Yeah. I just went live. I want to tell everybody, like, we got a contest going on.
Y'all
have to follow all the instructions that come along with that. Okay. I feel like y'all follow the first two, but don't do the third. And the third is to repost and tag us in that. And I'm gonna cuss your ass
What's going on?
Excuse me, y'all. I'm sorry. Y'all have to follow all the instructions, ladies and gentlemen, for real, for real.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you right now, you have like what, a week now to do this. And if you do not get to this, me and Ice is going to run off with this motherfucker. You hear me?
We got a lot of good things coming. Some big prizes in this giveaway. We're going to announce it next Monday on our 420 episode. So make sure y'all tune in next Monday, 8 p.m.
Do that.
But yeah, like he said, follow us on IG. If you're not following, follow us on Facebook as well. And tap into the contest that we got going on, man.
Yeah. And then also want to just shout out, like, I said this live, if y'all been following me on the IG and Facebook and everything like that, I definitely want to give another big shout out to my co-host, man. My man does a lot of things behind the scenes that y'all don't know, and I just respect him and have a lot of love for this man, and he believes in my talent and just allows me to do what I do. And I just want to just say, because, like, a lot of niggas is dying right now, man. So let's just give a shout-out to your man while he here. And I will always do that to my man Ice. He does a lot behind the scenes that y'all don't know. If you go look at the YouTube, Facebook, anything, man, and I just appreciate him allowing me to do what I also do. So, shout out to my man, and that's what I wanted to say in pregame. Shout out to my man.
Well, that's, you know what, love, that's love, man. Oh, that was sweet, man. But yeah, that's lovely. Likewise, you know what I'm saying. But yeah, man. With that being said, man, we're gonna jump into our next segment, which is opening shots.
Opening shots.
It's a lot going on out there.
It's a lot, ain't it?
We're gonna try to talk a little bit about
it. All of it, right?
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. First thing I want to talk about is this actually happened like right after our last show. So it may be a little bit late, but I thought it was funny. Hubert Davis, black man, you know what I'm saying? He's the first black coach in UNC history. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Carolina.
Okay.
And when he gets to his press conference and shit, he's like, yeah, he's very proud to be an African American, and he knows what it takes, what this means. And I'm really, and he also says, but I'm also very proud of my wife, who is white. And it's just like, huh? Like, where did that come from, dog? Like, we talking about.
Hey, man, don't get on there, man, about that shit.
Dog, if somebody would have said, it's you or your black or your Asian or whoever, like, huh? What does that have to do with what we got going on?
Hey, right? No, hey, for one, don't do that, because you've been married too, nigga. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You better shout your motherfucking wife out.
You can say, yeah. Yeah, my wife. Shout
okay,
to my wife.
Is it?
Well,
is it?
Say she white, though.
He said she's white?
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
It's like you act as a black man, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, everybody know, hey, I'm good, everything's
all right,
guys.
Because that nigga trying to keep that good-ass credit and shit.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga from the hood, man, he got a good-ass white woman on his side, man.
Wild, man. So, shout out to Hubert Davis and his white wife and shit. And the
fact Hubert,
that you had to
bring that up. Ice that doesn't fuck with you, nigga, with your dumb ass. I also got, we didn't get to talk about this on the last episode, and there's a lot going on. Yeah. I told you we're going to start next season local news. But
yeah.
The two young ladies that jacked the Uber driver.
Okay.
For when they were young, two, they was black.
Yeah.
And it's just really disturbing because, like, it's a lot of young, you know, kids and young niggas out here really wilding, you know what I'm saying? But this one kind of hurt because, like, when I saw the video, they really walked off like they had no remorse for what the fuck they just did. So that just means, like, that could have been any of us in this building right now, and they would have just ran the fuck off with us. That nigga flew from the car.
Nah, I seen it.
Yeah, I mean, but and these little two thugged out chicks walked off, was mad, like, nigga, get off me, like, they about to walk to the corner store and go get an ice cream sandwich and some old shit, like, come on, man. But, I mean, it also feels like, is this what we teaching our youngins? You know what I'm saying? Like, is this what the youth is really coming into? Because that's scary because we all have kids. So that means this is who your kid is hanging around, maybe, potentially.
Yeah, I mean,
exactly. And we don't know. You feel what I'm saying? And we don't know. And but it's sad because, like, then you're willing to give up your whole life at the age of 14. Like, you killed this dude. Like, there's no hiding this, and this comes out on camera and all that other stuff. So I don't know. If you young, like, stop that shit, man, for real.
Yeah,
stop,
man.
That shit.
You know what I'm saying? Just, hey, we gotta look out for the youth.
Man. Yeah, and we talked about this too. It takes a village to raise a child. We talked about it.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. It is like, I mean, but you also should, as a parent, be there for your kids.
No, don't get me wrong. I mean, you work also. I guess it just depends on the relationship that you got with your kid, right? Because, like, then you would know it's not hard to talk to your kid and tell them this and that, right? But, I mean, we all get caught up in our own life. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us got a couple of shops running around right now and still have to be there.
Yeah.
Some of us have two jobs and we still have to be there.
Time.
You know what I'm saying? Some of us are not there just trying to get back into it and still be there.
Right.
But so that means if I'm not there, hopefully if my child comes around Ice is going to make sure. You might not beat my kid, but you're going to make sure I knew about it and what they did. Rocky might not beat my kid, but I'm going to definitely tell your daddy or your mom. You might not beat my kid, but I'm going to let you know, like, you wrong for it. It take a village.
Right.
It take a village, man. So, I mean, I think we should do that for everybody, for real.
Nah, I agree. You know what I mean? It's all about community, you know what I mean? So,
yeah. And another thing I wanted to talk about in opening shots is the George Floyd case.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm really still mad that we're even going on with this right now. He should have been prosecuted, sent to jail, beat, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, as a lawyer, you can take it however. I just don't know how you defend somebody that's wrong. Point blank. Whether it's the money or not, I don't see how you do that. Because, yeah, I mean, fighting. I give him this. He's a good lawyer because he said, you know, where the crowd got wild and they couldn't concentrate on Floyd because I was scared for my motherfucker. There was five of y'all with guns.
Right.
And y'all get trained to do this shit.
That's true.
And nobody touched you. Nobody. People yelled. You can't take yelling. That happens in the hood, nigga, all day.
Why you cop? Can't handle yelling.
You see what I'm saying? And that's y'all pussy ass niggas that was teased and all that other shit. Nigga, fuck you.
I just hope that.
But this is the thing, though. Why is it taking so long? Can anybody answer that? Why is it taking so long? Of course they fight, baby girl. That's what they do. Now, here go the other thing. We just talked about that with Shaq Udine. Yeah. He was here.
Shout out
to him. We just recently seen the motherfuckers NVA that just pepper sprayed this motherfucker military dude, right?
Yeah, I saw that one.
You feel what I'm saying?
I heard he got fired.
Who gives a fuck that you got fired?
Right.
Okay. But here go my thing. When me and Shaq Udine was talking about it, I heard what he said, and I like what he said. And this is where I came into play. This nigga knows that George Floyd trial is going on right now. And you still on camera with your other man on camera. Pepper sprayed this nigga. It never shows what you pulled him over for because he's at a gas station stop. And he's military. He's got the uniform on all day, every day.
Yeah.
And then you gonna tell the nigga, you gonna pepper spray him again because he can't get out of the seatbelt. He can't see.
All these stories is just straight ignorant.
Man. Ignorant. But he got fired. Who gives a fuck?
He was just trying to figure out what was going on.
And he complied with everything.
Yeah.
Honestly, but dog, you get pepper spray, you can't see, dog. You can't see. And he said, I'll do it again. That's disrespectful. But then yet, white people just stormed the motherfucking Capitol building, huh?
I would be in Guantanamo Bay if I did that.
Shout out to the homie Omar. I told you we got family in the building.
Yeah, man, but I mean, it's sad, and And like I said, we all got kids, so this is what our kids got to deal with.
Yeah, nah, man. I mean,
really. And that's scary.
Really?
Because I'm ready to kill your ass. I ain't going to lie to you.
I mean, it's crazy because, like, around here, we don't really see a lot of that. I don't know if it's because it's more diverse or what the case may be. But that doesn't mean it's not happening. You know what I'm saying? At different levels and shit. I don't know what I would do if I was in those situations. You know what I mean?
Right.
But,
I mean,
I don't have a black son, I have a black daughter. Not to say that the same thing can't happen to her because it happens to black women as well.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But I mean, one thing I will say though is just be smart. You know what I'm saying? When you around police,
most definitely. I mean, to the best
of however you feel like you can digest that.
I agree with that. I just feel like, like you said, be smart. Yeah. Be smart, but I mean, it's still what I like to say, mind-boggling. Like, it just bothers me that much. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, actually, have you ever ran into a Karen?
Nah, and that's another thing. Like,
they're getting out of hand. Them hoes getting out of hand.
For me, the way the world is set up, I probably would never. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I may not act like some of them people, like some shit. It's gonna happen so fast. It ain't right. I'm catching me leaving. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I also feel like me personally, my family, most of my family is from Pittsburgh, Philly. You know, the hood, got it, all that shit right there, right? Yeah. But my parents put me into the suburbs. But I need hood niggas to also realize in the suburbs, your middleman stay next door to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like, oh, Hefe's kids grew up around us, for real. Yeah. So while you thinking everything's sweet and all that other stuff, and I got one in the building right now that'll tell you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the hood is everywhere. We just talked about the white dude that just died. You know, the nigga that said, oh, yesterday I ain't had time, but today I got time, cuz. He just died. Yeah. They shot his little white ass up. Nigga, let me tell you something. First off, rest in peace. But, nigga, you could have came through my neighborhood, in my suburb neighborhood, so-called the softest neighborhood, right? Nigga, you would have came through there with your white ass, talking about all this nigga this and that. We would have stole off you off the break.
We at the zoo?
Yeah, oh, the zoo. Tell them again.
Who said the zoo was soft?
It's a lot of people that say it's soft, but we going to make sure it's known.
The zoo.
See, everybody call it Barksdale. You know, it's the block. But for my family that's
you
in the building.
If you don't know about
If you don't know about the zoo, and if you ain't know about Cherry there back then,
gangsters
too.
Gangsters in the building.
Now, on top of that, we don't have to have gangster meetings every Sunday,
right.
You know? You just, honestly, our neighborhood was really family orientated, and if you was from there and you represented what it was, we was fucking with you, because it was some niggas that came through there and said they wasn't fucking with the zoo and stayed there, and nigga, we just let you know what it was, like, don't look for us for help at the end of the day.
It was real kid shit.
Yeah. We did all that shit.
Real kid shit.
Y'all turned out good. Look at y'all.
Fact. Let's get into this entertainment.
But yeah. Let's get into this entertainment, man. Salute. Salute to over there. I know you don't drink and shit, but salute to you too.
Salute to my mans over there. Just want to start off with Natalia Bryant. We didn't get to talk about it on the last episode.
Shout out.
Natalia Bryant got accepted to USC. They were very happy.
Kobe's daughter.
The wife also made a good post and mentioned Kobe and Gigi. And she knows they would be very proud of this moment right here. So
shout out to her and everything that's going on. Kobe.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, G, man. Like, that shit still don't feel real. That shit
was a little minute ago.
You know what I'm saying? But that's big. Shout out to their family and shit. You know what I mean? We also gonna get into, man, rest in peace to the dog, DMX, man. Man, Earl Simmons, dog. Like, he changed the game, and, like, there will never be another Earl Simmons, man.
Oh, you'll never hear this again.
You know what I mean? Like,
you'll never hear this again.
Works on every track. But do some drones and ride some cars, or ride bikes or something.
But you know,
because
it was a lot of people that reached out to him. Dragon was one of them. You could feel the love that he had for DMX, and you could tell that DMX actually took him underneath his wing.
Yeah.
He called him his big brother through the whole thing. Shout out to Black Rob. I didn't know he was going through. I didn't know he was going through all of this.
Yeah.
But shout out to Black Rob. But he did shout out DMX and Black Rob. Get better, man. Honestly, you know what I'm saying.
Do you know what happened with him and shit? Anything like?
It's fucked, man. Look, man.
I will say, man,
that motherfucking entertainment take you somewhere, don't it?
I will say, man, check on your people, man. Like,
you got to.
Just like people, you never know who may be going through stuff.
Now, right.
Whether it's mental, you know what I'm saying, like drug related, like
right.
family, whatever. Like, just check on your people, man.
Because there was a lot of people that said they should have reached out to DMX about this shit.
Yeah.
So you saw it and let it happen. I feel like the same is with
Speaking
the
Master
R. Kelly right. type shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, there was a lot of people that watched R. Kelly do what he wanted to do. You
right.
feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I guess you brought a lot of money and you brought fame. We're just going to...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And just be like,
right.
well, I wasn't in the building when that happened.
Right.
Oh, so for DMX, maybe you did the same. Like, mm-hmm. you saw him... do this or do
right.
that or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you didn't feel the need, because I would tell anybody in this building right now, like, you bugging. Just like I know anybody in this building would tell me I'm bugging. And that's what you're supposed to do, like you said. Check up on your folks.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, man. It's always like situations like these when people pass a lot of time, we always like appreciate the time that we have. Like, nah, motherfucker, we should be doing that shit when we wake up in the morning. Every day. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
And that's why I said what I said earlier about my man Ice. I appreciate my man. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I really appreciate him. I appreciate what he's done behind the scenes. I appreciate all the words and wisdoms that he's given me.
Yeah, all right.
And you know what I'm saying? And this is my young boy, though.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he a grown ass nigga, don't get me wrong, but he younger than me. Like, I got some years on him. But I mean, at the end of the day, I still hear him at the end of the day. And he know I fight anybody,
yeah,
slap
yeah.
anybody for him. But on a serious note, Master P brought that up about Nipsey Hussle. We known
yeah.
about Nipsey Hussle. When Nipsey Hussle did it so independently, you didn't respect it. You didn't buy the albums. You probably didn't go to every concert. But as soon as he died,
yeah,
his shit went to number one.
That's what happened.
Just like Pop Smoke.
DMX. Oh, yeah.
Anybody.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? When they died, really?
All right. But
come on, man.
Moral of the story is, man, check on your people now while they here. You know what I'm saying? Especially
yeah.
in the pandemic. Because you never know like how what people is dealing with. You know what I'm saying? So shout out everybody out there. All of my loved ones and all the homies and all my family, you know what I'm saying?
Sure,
but the next thing we're going to get into, man, a little spicy. We've been talking about Dr. Dre since last season and shit. And if you haven't tuned in,
Dre
go
back
check
in
us
in
out.
The
go game. Check out the YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Riggins Radio. Go check out the YouTube. Just type in Conversations on the Rock. Shout out to Facebook, Rhythmix Radio, you know what I'm saying? Facebook, Conversations on the Rocks over there. Look like you got a low battery. You might want to plug that in and shit. But yeah, man, it's getting a little spicy. Dr. Dre, his mistresses been ordered to testify in court. And it's three of them.
You got three.
Jillian Spear, Keely Anderson, and Crystal Rogers. You know what I'm saying? And you know it's all tied to this big battle between him and his wife. They arguing over this $800 million estate, a fortune.
She might get this.
You know what I'm saying? So
she might
they
want
to, I guess, bring them in to see like if any of it's true and how essentially she's trying to get this bread.
That's how they got checked.
She might get this, man.
Yeah.
To know that they going this long on that shit, she might get that, man.
But the funny thing
She might get that. She just might get that. Because she's a lawyer herself. She's
yeah.
an L.A. lawyer.
What she wanted?
$2 million
a month?
$2 million a month?
Dog, she wanted all of that. Go check first season.
Yeah.
What we like, she wanted $2 million a month. Dry cleaning.
Yeah.
This and that. Dog, hey, man. She just might get this one. And the fact that, like, you know,
yeah.
I'm with Dre, but... It's a lot of abuse coming out of that shit, though. You feel what I'm saying?
We're going to have a conversation about...
Yeah, we going to have to.
Like, prenuptial agreements and, like, getting money. Like, we're going to have to, you know what I'm saying, have a conversation. Bring some women on, get some women
perspective. Yeah, we going to have to get some more on that. One is just bringing in... Shut up, man. I'm trying to get you on it. Why you fix that shit? I was trying to let you fix it. I didn't know you were gonna be that quick. Come here, man. Come here. So we got my man in the building. My man that's been doing this church. Shout out to him. Thanks for everything.
Straight from the heart.
So just go ahead and shout out how we can reach you and everything like that, real quick.
Yeah, straight from the heart. You know, if y'all can get it down, you know, 571-368-0266. And you can also DM me at Straight From The Heart on Instagram.
All right, so we did that. Entertainment update, man. Shout out to Drinking Champs. They're a great show.
Shout out to Drinking Champs and Drink Champs.
Oh, Drink Champs and Drinking Champs.
What they talk about was Paul Pierce, man.
Oh, the Paul Pierce.
He's no longer on ESPN. He's fired. You know what I'm saying? Because he was caught in the IG live video where he's smoking weed and with strippers and shit.
With the strippers.
But he knows that Disney owns ESPN.
Say it again. Can you say it again for everybody?
Yeah, Disney, you know, Moana, you know? Yeah.
Lion King, all that shit.
All that shit. Them love stories, all that shit, kid shit.
Hey, just say, Paul Pierce, you say when you play for the Celtics and beat my Lakers. But with that being said, yo, stupid ass nigga.
You a full retard.
Tell him again. You can say it like, you retarded as fuck. You're stupid as fuck. My bad. You dumb as fuck. Yeah, I'm talking to him. Paul Pierce, nigga, if you know Disney owns this, you know they got a microscope on you.
Yeah, he was wrong for that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're beyond the strippers. You smoked weed, dog. He knew
he was fucked up a little bit.
But look, he gonna think. Like, you looked in the camera and said...
He was trying to struggle.
Like we always do around this time.
Like, what do you do with the camera and everything?
And then he's like, filming the bitches. He's like, shake it. Come on, man. Disney owns this shit. Your kids is watching this shit. Right. Come on. And then I love how he gets on his live. Shout out to all my fans and all the haters at ESPN. Nigga, fuck you. Nigga, they owned by Disney. How we hating on you? It wasn't us.
You be wilding, man.
Paul Pierce.
I fuck about Paul Pierce, champion, legend in the game, Hall of Fame, you know what I'm saying? One of the greatest Celtic players ever.
They going to burn your jerseys, nigga.
That didn't seem like a smart idea.
He had
a great time, and just put the damn camera down. And you old, nigga. You should know that. Like, that's the young niggas doing that shit. You old, nigga. Like
we always do around this. Hey, Paul Pierce, this was not a smart-ass move, nigga. Man. And he's in the camera, like, for real, like...
You big dummy.
Hey, girl, shake it. What, nigga? Right. He's so
uncomfortable.
Dog, that's like... just like the John Wall joint. You throwing up peas and the sets in the head. You stupid-ass nigga. What? Come on, man. Stop, man. So with that,
hilarious, man. Yeah, man.
Before we get into our guest, you got any words from Ice?
Words from Ice? We gonna hold up because I ain't ready.
Oh, you ain't ready? Okay, so we gotta let it. Okay, all right.
But I will say, this next segment is powered by Eversmith Organics. Make sure you tap in if you want some great sea moss gel. Eversmithorganics.com. It's amazing. You can type it in Amazon, number one, and it tastes great. Make sure you tap in. And it has a rack of great benefits, some sexual in the bedroom, give you great immunity, health, all that great stuff. So make sure you tap into Eversmith Organics. But yeah, let's get into last call. Shout out to our guests.
Shout out.
Salute. Thank salute. You.
And
so we got our guests in the building, Strictly Locks.
Strictly Locks.
So his name's Rocky.
Name's Rocky.
Okay.
Jam Rock.
Okay.
I really just want to shout her out. I have known Rocky since she was young. A hustler. Young, black, intelligent, and has just really grind this out. And like I told y'all before, this is what we do on Conversations on the Rocks.
Yeah.
If you're not into something, you're not into something positive, even though we joke, have our fun, we drink, we still need
shout out to the community.
Yeah, we still need to reach out. But I've seen this young lady. If y'all remember CP being on the building, in the building.
CP, man. He in the IG right now.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. Rocky knows him as well. Our whole block used to do what it is, but we all evolved from that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can honestly say we all evolved from that. And I'm so glad to have her across the table from me. I'm so proud of you. Love you. And I'm going to let you take it from there.
I'm honored to be here.
Yeah,
like you said.
Nah, we appreciate it. We appreciate it. We're going to get right into the interview. Thank you for taking the time out. Yeah, I'm going to share the card as well to be here with us. Strictly Locks. Shout out to Rocky. I actually heard about you because I was doing research because I'm growing my hair and I just Googled something and your shop popped up. Mm-hmm. But if you could, just for our listeners, our viewers on Facebook, IG, YouTube, just tell us kind of like who you are and what Strictly Locks is and how people can kind of reach you and contact you.
Okay, I guess I can summarize my life.
Yeah.
Started off from the zoo with Mr. Los over here from... Okay. A young girl, needed some money.
Okay.
And decided to start doing hair for some money. Always kind of been a rebel, so the entrepreneurship just kind of worked for me.
Okay.
10 years later, got my own shop. And now I have stylists, and we have 3 locations in Fredericksburg, Woodbridge, and D.C. This is one of my stylists, Nasima.
Okay.
All of my stylists have taken the class, which is the business card that you have.
Okay.
It's a class where I can teach you and train you to do exactly what I do and teach you how my customers like the service, and you start working for yourself immediately.
Okay.
Damn.
Shout out to the zoo then. Okay.
He's been in the zoo the whole time. Yeah, he's been in the zoo the whole time.
Different types of animals, I ain't even know.
So with that being said, so you have 3 shops. Let's just get down to it. What would you say to anybody that's doing what you're doing? Basically because you have 3 shops, you manage all 3 of them. Obviously you're good at what you do, and now you can assist people to get into that. So I guess, how hard has it been, or what's the pros and the cons of doing this?
The biggest thing is, the little slogan that he said earlier, but you screwed up.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Yeah,
what do you say? It's not competition, it's collaboration.
Yeah, collaboration is better than competition.
Exactly, because I could not have 3 different locations without people. I don't manage them all. I have a manager, an amazing manager, you know, and she manages the Woodbridge shop. She kind of manages my life.
Okay.
Right? I hold down Fredericksburg, and my stylist, Nasima, that's the business card that you have there.
Yeah.
She's in the D.C. location.
Okay.
So, no, I don't do it by myself. I can't do it by myself. I need them. I have another stylist named Sierra. She works in both Fredericksburg and Woodbridge. But the more I grow, the more people I need. So that's why that business card comes in. Now hiring assistants, stylists.
So what's the like I said, I say again, the pros and the cons.
Honestly, I feel like if you're working for yourself, you're building yourself, there's no con. You know, say it again.
I like that. Yeah. Say it again.
If you're working for yourself and you're building yourself, there's no con.
There you go.
You know, you have losses and wins. I've had L's and W's. I've learned from my L's.
We from the zoo, baby.
Right? I've learned from my L's, so it wasn't an L. Yeah. Because, you know, you pick it up and you build from it. So there's no cons if you're doing it for yourself. If you're hustling for yourself, the people around you, there's no cons to it.
Okay, how long have you been just a hairstylist, loctician, that's been in the hair industry, would you say?
I've been working for myself for 13 years.
Okay.
That's all I know how to do is dreadlocks. I'm a true loctician. I cannot touch your weave. I cannot braid your hair.
Okay.
I cannot do anything else.
Yeah.
One more question. How long did it take for you to get your second shop from the first one?
I purchased the home. So because I purchased my home, I have two big dogs, which is another business I'm trying to start. So I needed land. So Fredericksburg was,
and that's big,
you know, for my land. Yeah. And honestly, the biggest thing is Strictly Locks is my business and will always be my business. Right. So having my own shop, that shop, like Ruby Tuesdays does not own Ruby Tuesdays.
Right.
The building.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So like that shop was not my own shop. My shop in Fredericksburg, I bought that house. And I opened up a shop inside the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is my own shop.
Okay.
Vertically integrated.
You understand what I'm saying? So, like, that wasn't my shop, my first shop. Fredericksburg is my shop.
I like that.
Right.
I like that.
So, just learning.
Yeah. Well, a question Ice likes to always ask, where do you see Strictly Locks in the next 5 years?
Do I like to ask every guest that question?
Oh, if you don't,
do I ask them like? Yo, no, you do. That's locks?
Nah. I'm just saying. Nah, he do ask them. He's fucking with me.
You should though.
No, for real.
That's good. I like that. You should ask every guest.
Nah, he do. He's fucking with me right now.
In 5 years, I think that's good.
But yeah, where do you see?
What's the 5-year plan? Like where? And you've been in the game for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
I assume I could be wrong. You might not have seen yourself being here 13 years ago.
Honestly, I'm a mover. I jump off opportunity.
Okay.
I never wanted to have a shop. I just wanted to work for myself and be by myself.
And it's happened.
You know, but I see opportunity. I'm a hustler, so it forced me.
Okay.
I was working, paying booth rent for $200 a week, and I kept seeing the for rent sign on a shop and realized that it was only $200 more. Like, the hustle in me was like, oh, okay, well, let me just get that.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm the type of person where I jump off a cliff and I build my plane later.
Okay.
I like that.
So I kind of really, but I do, to say if I was to plan,
yeah, yeah.
I plan on putting more people on so that we could grow more. Mm-hmm. It's easy what I do. Like, I can teach you exactly what I do, and then you can make your own, you can be your own boss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it'll just going to help my brand. All I want to do is help my brand grow. And you're going to be your own boss.
Okay. Yeah, you know? I like that.
So speaking of teaching, do you see yourself getting into, like, classes and teaching groups of people that? Or do you already do all of that as
Well,
a
I don't teach as a group. I teach one by one now.
Okay.
I never even thought that far.
Okay.
I just want to stop physically working.
The last question, because I just don't like to ask questions and shit. The next question I would ask you, and because I know you and I love you, what would you tell the younger you?
What would I tell the younger me?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell the younger me shit. I couldn't tell her shit. She wouldn't have listened.
Yeah.
Like I said, like, I got to jump off the cliff. That's just who I am.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of like that.
It's our fault because we pushed her all day. Yeah,
you know, and I tell my stylist all the time, there's a lot of things that I know now. If I knew the first couple of years, it wouldn't have took me 10 years just to get a crew.
Right.
You know,
so I guess,
trial and error.
I guess, okay.
Trust myself is what I could have told myself.
Okay.
Because me,
okay.
You know, listening to a lot of people that I listened to weren't entrepreneurs.
Right,
Right. You know, or weren't trying to build a franchise.
And that's real.
But
and that's
real. I had something different in me, but I second-guessed myself because I had other people in my ear.
I guess when I asked that question, I guess if you felt like that, because I feel like kind of all of us feel like that. I don't know what I would have told the younger me. Like, mm-hmm. You probably right.
Would I have probably listened?
Yeah, exactly. No, what I would have listened.
I didn't listen to no one.
Like, I guess so. It's like more.
Yeah, I had to.
It's more like, I guess, what would you tell a child? You know what I'm saying? Like, we got a thing like that because I felt like you said, we from the same neighborhood. I was from the hood, all that shit like that. We was wilding back then. So,
I mean, I like
so,
really,
so how do what do you tell your child
you
now?
Can't tell him. The only thing is you can show. Like, my father is runs a detailing business. You know what right. I'm saying? And he told me a lot, and I disobeyed every time. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I ended up being an entrepreneur.
Facts.
But not what he told me, it's because of what I've seen him do. Yeah. All my life, he's owned his own business.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I've seen it. Mm-hmm. Like, he told me everything. I didn't listen.
Mm-hmm.
But you just all you gotta do is be a stand up person. Your kid gonna be a stand up person. That's
and
all
that's
you gotta
real.
Do.
And that's real.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and
you,
that's real.
You can't tell nobody nothing. They ain't gonna listen.
And that's real because
yeah,
I just said
they gonna be like, "Yo, Papa always been an entrepreneur."
Yeah.
So, you know,
I just had a little fallout.
Gotta follow that.
Yeah, I just had a little fallout.
Like it worked, you know what I'm saying?
I just had a little fallout with my Diamond Princess. Not gonna go into too much detail, but you know what I'm saying. I also understand, like, she acts like me. Like, that's really my twin.
Right?
Just but she's a female. So, it's like all the rah-rah shit I was on, like, my daughter's on it right now. You know what I'm saying? Not saying she bad, but, you know, but, baby, are you
they
ready for everything?
They want to see who you are on every day, like, consistently.
Yeah.
All the
yeah.
little mishaps
and I
like all the
that.
Little
I like that.
Shit, you know,
I like that.
It's going to be forgotten,
yeah.
but... Who you are consistently is what they're going to remember. So
that's
you just
real.
Gotta be, try to be a good person. That's
so,
it.
Our other guests we got in the building, I'm going to ask you the same question. What would you tell the younger you?
Shout out to Omar.
Shout out
Omar.
To Omar's
Omar,
in the building.
What's your IG, man? What's your IG?
Yeah, let them know,
you
man.
Some new followers and shit.
New followers?
Hold on.
new followers?
Too,
we
like,
need them.
You don't know
don't do us like that, Omar. We
don't
need
know
new
your IG
followers.
Like,
hey, look, y'all. That's how many followers he got. He don't know.
yeah, followers. What's that?
He said he don't even know what that is.
It's
Oats
0510. Oats
0510.
What would I tell the younger me?
Yeah, what would you tell the younger you?
Don't let nobody stress you out. Do what makes you happy. And
that's a good one.
Take
right?
care of yourself. That's
yeah, that's a
gym.
Good one, right?
If you don't
and
take
you
care
know,
of yourself,
it's,
you can't fix
it's really, I feel like now, because I feel like everybody kind of in this room is close to being 80s babies, you know what I'm saying? I just think it's really harder now because everything is under a microscope now because everything is shared and viewed and everybody's putting it on Facebook and Instagram
yeah.
and TikTok. You know, back when we was doing it, if I beat your ass, you had to be there to know
right,
I beat your
know.
Ass.
Right.
Or actually heard from the
Or heard it. Yeah, yeah,
yeah
heard it.
Right. So
you know what I'm saying? But then it was even worse then. Even if you heard it, if you still wasn't there,
right.
you just heard, like, if I come on the block right now, I'm like, right. Rocky, you wouldn't believe.
I,
just
like,
ass,
I don't
right? yeah, yeah,
I don't
yeah, exactly.
I don't.
But you know what I'm saying? And so now
yeah,
everything,
nah, I mean.
But everything is so
good
now
old days.
Viewed
good old days.
And being, and now with you being viewed and seen worldwide, you got your ass whooped instead of just taking it like a motherfucking G
right.
and some more shit. Now you got to prove yourselves, which means
too
now
many
the kids exactly now kids is killing each other. You feel what I'm saying? Like that's the whole thing because like it's no longer me just saying. I whip your ass. Now I got to really prove a point. Because I probably put it on my mother,
yeah.
my kids, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, you know, you did
you
way
did
too
much
to where you can't take it back. And like, nigga, now I
got
to.
I got to.
Yeah. I got to.
Yeah,
and like I said.
Different
yeah, different times. But I will say, like I said, I think all of us came from that type of era. Like, oh, man, we came. Y'all want to call it. Hood or whatever. We came from the suburbs and we still know the G code. At the end of the
we
day.
Did.
And that doesn't that I'm not trying to be gangster at all. I'm just saying like we just understood what it was and you was gonna go out there and get your ass whooped and going to have to, because nigga, you thought.
A bush. Remember bush?
Oh, man.
If you thought I was just going to explain the bush, what's that? Our bush is be splitting in half because we throwing niggas in them. Okay, so y'all just throw people in the bush. Like, for real, for real. Nah, because you was one of the real niggas, you was good, you know what I'm saying? I never got bush before. Yeah, I ain't never did neither. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, but I mean, for real, man.
I want y'all young niggas to really realize that, like, nobody gives a fuck what you do on your Instagram and your TikTok, man. Like, nobody cares about that. And the fact that you, the young niggas is dying and can't live out their life, and my shit done went dead, but you can't even live out your life, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
So,
because once you're gone, trust me, nobody cares.
Right. That's 100.
That's 100. I want you to know that. When you're gone off this gangster shit early in your life, nobody gives a fuck, dog. You know who we care about? The niggas that survived it and it made a difference.
Right. That's true.
But do you niggas that just died off the dumb shit?
You're not supposed to die.
Yeah, exactly. They're right. Just tell them again, right? We were supposed to go hard, but we weren't supposed to die.
No, you're not supposed to die.
That's no, there's no cool part in
it. You're dying.
Yeah.
Say that again.
And then for real, I just want to let all y'all know, you don't even know who the fuck showed up at your goddamn funeral. So you thought it was sold out? Nigga, your mama, your sister, right. A couple of homies showed up. Right. You ain't want to give a fuck. The game was on. Like, nigga. there's nothing gangster about that.
The world won't stop you.
So for all you and the young niggas, for real, there's nothing gangster about that. There's nothing fun about that. And nobody gives a fuck about you when you die, man. Believe that. Yeah. Believe that.
Before we get out of here, man, I got one last question for our guest. Shout out to Strictly Lox. I got one last question for you, Rocky. And I was just curious. I feel like, is it true or false? It seems like more people nowadays are getting more and more, going more and more natural. Would you say, or getting more and more locked? Would you say that would be the case? True? Maybe not so much?
Yes, I think it started off by going green. Like, everybody was going green at first.
Like smoking green, 420.
Green, no.
Okay,
no.
That's not going green. My bad, I'm sorry.
I'm talking about going green.
Those are trigger words, probably.
Like, green. Thinking about the earth and shit.
Those are trigger words.
Like, when I was growing up, I never had a, like, I had a recycling bin, but now it's, like, more, like, recycling, like, taking care of the earth. Everybody's going green.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
So, yeah.
And that was the first step. And then after that was, you know, the natural, everybody's trying to do vegan and eat natural and stuff. And now Black Lives Matter,
right.
So it's like, it's getting more and more to like wear your own hair.
More hip.
Be yourself. Okay. I like to say my sign, if you recognize my sign.
Yeah.
It's called Irie. Irie's being happy in your natural state.
Okay.
Like being nappy and happy. Being whatever you
Jamaica.
Are.
I love Jamaica. Yeah, I love my favorite places
on. So I think it started off with going green. You know, the electric cars and, you know, recycling. And then it went to natural, being natural. And then now it's on Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
So it's steps to it. You know, but it's getting down to like locking your shit up.
Okay. Yeah. I like with that.
Well, on that note, shout out to Strictly Lox. How can everybody get in contact with you? Shout out where all your shops are located, you know what I'm saying? So everybody can reach you and everything.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Okay. Well,
don't worry about it.
We're Strictly Lox on everything.
Okay. Shout out
Facebook,
to Strictly Lox.
Instagram, Snapchat. The website is www.strictlylox.com.
All right.
We're in Fredericksburg, Woodbridge, and we're in D.C. at a pop-up shop that's 420 friendly.
Hey.
Fredericksburg is also 420 friendly.
Okay.
Hey, we on the way.
Because that's my own shop.
We on the way.
There you go.
Oh, they're going.
Black on.
Yeah, black on, man. Gotta do that.
We have four stylists. Let me shout out my stylists. We got Sierra, which is in Fredericksburg and Woodbridge. We got Nasima, which is in D.C. and Woodbridge.
Okay.
And Portia is my manager, who manages and helps me out so much.
Yeah.
She's in Woodbridge.
Okay.
And then me, I float around everywhere.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Well, again, baby girl, very proud of you.
Thank Thank you.
So proud of you.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, ladies and gentlemen.
Appreciate you taking the time to join us on Conversations on the Rock.
Definitely. And like I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is a black young lady. You know what I'm saying? Young woman.
Got business shops.
Business mind.
Been in the game 10 years. Yeah. Hustling.
Been doing it. You know what I'm saying? Been doing it.
Ain't really have a plan. Jumped out there. And making it.
And I know about it. I'm telling you. I know about it.
You can hit her up in D.C., Virginia, all that. So
very proud.
I need help. So if you need a job, like hit me up.
And she hiring, too.
How you do that? Yeah. You're supposed to be buying me ice cream right now.
Stupid as shit. Shout out Strictly Locked.
I'm going to buy your liquor.
I know, that's right.
Strictly Locked, that's right. All social media. And we appreciate you for being here.
Yeah, definitely.
We're
going
to jump right into a quick word from Ice. You know what I'm saying? Hope you got any. Well, you know, I ain't going to ask you if you got it. I'm going to leave the suspense. But, for everybody out there, Rhythmics Radio, you know what I'm saying? You know I got a good word some ice, you know what I'm saying? And everybody tap in. This week, man, what I got for you is, and I heard this from Clinton Sparks. He's a DJ. Clinton Sparks, a DJ from New York and shit. And I heard him say, he said, stop giving haters so much credit for your success. You know what I'm saying?
Say it one more time.
Stop giving haters so much credit for your success. You know, sometimes people be like, you know what I mean? Shout out to the haters, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But nah, sometimes a lot of that shit was just you. You know what I'm saying? It was just your will, your drive, your beliefs, you know what I'm saying? Nobody thought that idea was going to come through. Nobody thought Strictly Locks would be here 13 years, you know what I'm saying, running.
That's
Nobody
real.
Thought Conversations on Rock be here for two seasons. We still going.
It definitely
like,
didn't come from the haters. That's whack.
Yeah, but it's like one of them quick catch lines people say. It's kind of like a connector. You know what I'm saying?
My man's, my homie.
Right, yeah, the homie.
So,
yeah,
everybody out there on Rhythmics Radio Airways.
Say it one more time,
stop giving haters so much credit for your success.
I like that. I like that. Oh, words for Ice. Okay, because we got a little bit of time. Get close with Los moment. I'm going to tell y'all a day I skipped school. And I'm going to say this because Rock is in the building.
Okay.
And she know a couple of people here. Okay. So I'm going to make this short and simple, right? One day, got on the bus. I was going to Godwin. God. I was up. Yeah, Godwin
it's
before.
Either,
I don't know what the Yeah. It's still Godwin to me. Okay, you know what I'm saying? So, me, the nigga Eddie, motherfucking Carlton get off the bus. The nigga Eddie said, hey, man, we can go skip school. Shorty stay right here in Del Forest, blah, blah,
Eddie,
blah.
Eddie.
Okay. Hey, okay. We can go skip school. All right, cool.
Okay.
We still middle school, whatever, whatever. So we drinking wine coolers at this time. Like, like this in the 90s. So we drinking wine coolers thinking we doing something. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get your cop and fill on type shit.
Wild Irish.
You know what I mean? Yeah, all that type of shit, right? Try to go smash little shorty. She fucked my vibe up. She kept saying she ain't want to get pregnant. You know, niggas was off the wall, dog, at that time.
So we were like, exactly.
So but they fucked me up. I couldn't do. Anyway.
I couldn't do it.
So we go home, you know, get on the bus on time, all that other shit. The next day, I'm like in like third period of middle school. My chick that I was actually dating at the time, like I'm sixth grade, she eighth grade, you know, that's big time right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's big right there.
Step
like the eighth grader looking at the sixth grader, yeah, she on it. She said, I heard you skip school and this and that and the third. Baby, I'm gonna write you a letter, be at your locker, I got you. I'm writing a letter, right?
Yeah.
The teacher's calling my name the whole time. The teacher take the letter, throw it in the trash. I get up to get the letter out the trash. She grabs it, puts it in her drawer, locks it in. By like, I say third period, so by like fifth period, get a call from the motherfucking principal. You know how they do on a speaker. Can you send Carlos home and down to the joint? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, cool. I get there. My man Eddie and Carlton already in the building, right? The principal says, sit your ass down. I get in that joint. Eddie says, nigga, somebody snitched on us about going, you know, skipping school, this and that. I was like, damn, who the fuck said that? Because one of my bitches just said that. You know what I'm saying? My son skipping school. He said, I don't know, but somebody wrote a letter. At that time, I was like, oh shit, that was me. He said, nigga, you put all of us in the fucking letter. I said, yeah. And I was trying to tell my little shorty, like, you know what I'm saying? Woo de woo, this and that.
Did you shit
got
lesson?
No, I didn't. Because the shit got worse. I got home, the you know, the principal already called my mom and all this other shit. My mom says, Lois, did you skip school? She didn't call me Lois. She called me Carlos. She said, Carlos, did you skip school? I was like, nah, mom. She said, mm-hmm. She said, I heard Carlton might have been with you. I was like, mom, we didn't skip school. You know we didn't skip school. She says, give me the number to Carlton's house. I said, mom, it's 8 o'clock. Carlton's mom don't like a lot of people calling
the
clock. Yeah, I say, he don't, you know, this, that. Like, early 90s, like, nigga, you don't call. She said, give it to me now. Hey, man, my man was so mad at me. As soon as his mom asked, he said, yeah, yeah. But this one, it got worse. My mom, I love my mom to death. She said, let's go to everybody's house that skipped school with these niggas. So we went to my man Eddie John. We went to the two little shorty John house. All that, your dad, your mom, that answered the motherfucking door.
Snitching on everybody,
right? When we got to the last one, when we got to the last one, dog.
Hot
as fuck.
I mean, look.
Hey, look.
We gonna fight.
Go back to
school with you, dog.
When we got to the last one was a Jamaican joint. Her name,
shit.
I ain't gonna shout her name out.
I didn't say that.
But the little Jamaican joint, right? When we got in that joint, when her mom heard we was in the room, she said, we didn't do nothing. She said, whatever. My mom was like, yeah, well, we just want to let you know what happened. When we walked out that fucking door, shit went the fuck off in that joint, right? Here's how bad it got. The other two chicks never talked to us ever again. Saw us at lunch.
That was bad,
yeah.
Right?
Saw us at lunch. If we rode a bus together, nigga, if we were playing dodgeball in middle school, you're getting plucked the fuck up. Right? The third joint that we got in trouble never came back to school.
What?
Damn.
What?
Change school.
For real. 2 months later, she called me to let me know she changed schools and went to Bevel.
I said, God, everybody's life up.
And who was in Bevel? Like the next baddest school ever in middle school, like in that time. Yo, and that's just getting close.
You didn't move up.
Nah,
I'm gonna move her up.
And her shorty whipped her motherfucking ass.
Shout out to Be Close with Lois, man. Like, it's another one. Right. It's always,
that was not
always,
a good story, Lois.
It always take you down a
you
wild,
was a
hot
boy
twisting
back
story.
In the day.
I didn't know you'd be telling, man.
And the crazy thing is, like, I ain't know you'd be telling either. You bring your parents to your house and shit.
First off, hey, man, don't leave me out the dog, dog.
We're gonna knock on this door. We're gonna come outside.
Hey, those one of my people say, why didn't he give the wrong address?
Right.
Hey, shut up.
He wasn't thinking on his feet.
Why did he do that?
He wasn't thinking on his feet at that
he
time.
I was younger. Did you learn?
I sure did learn. I learned not to tell on everybody.
Not to tell on everybody. You told on everybody
told
and brought
everybody.
Your mama to everybody.
Oh, my mom.
You
no, my mom. Shout out to you, mama. I love you.
Get close with Lowe's. Follow the hashtag, get close
with Lowe's. Get close with Lowe's,
man.
You didn't even try to say, I don't know where they live. You didn't say that?
I couldn't know. My man was so mad at me for putting him in the letter. He said, fuck it. Go for everybody. He said, if we going to go down, everybody's going down.
Go down.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Shout out to the radio. Follow the hashtags. Get close below. Follow the hashtags. Wear some ice, man. Dropping jewels and dropping straight hilariousness all in the same time, man. And, yeah, man, just shout. Right now, we closing shop, man. And, Shout out to everybody out there on IG. Everybody's been following. Facebook, the Resonance Radio page. I see the followers, the subscribers going up. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all everybody out there liking, sharing, everything. Shout out Sankofa. You know what I'm saying? We always fueled by Sankofa Gin. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, man. Shout out to all the loved ones out there ready to start this week out right. And, hey, every time you know you come, start the week out with us every Mondays. Conversations on the Rocks, 8 p.m. Monday nights. You know what I'm saying? Follow the Facebook, all the social media and shit.
Hey, I used put them words back out again for them, man.
Oh, you want me to go back to
I like that. I do like that. So, yeah, tell them again.
So
tell
everybody,
them again.
Everybody in the back, you know what I'm saying, who wasn't paying attention and shit, you know what I'm saying, the words from Ice this week was, man, stop giving haters so much credit for your success.
I like that.
You know what
I
mean?
I like that.
And what that means is, like, a lot of people sometimes, the first thing they would want to say is, yeah, man, shout out to my haters. You know what I mean? You know my haters be helping all that. But sometimes you discrediting yourself. You know what I'm saying? Cause like, what?
Facts.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, right? Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
How did you grind? Was the idea yours? Like, did you
like
see
that.
It through when nobody was there late nights and everybody partying
and
at the club?
Out of
all that.
It's you.
Thank you. Tell them again. Please tell them again. It's you.
Give yourself the credit.
Y'all scared? Hey, man, like I said before, stop putting your hand out and stand out.
Yeah.
Stand up.
Yeah.
And I love it. So shout out to
our guest. Rocky,
yeah, to our guest.
Strictly Locks.
Yep.
Thank you.
How can
Thank
everybody reach out to you again and shit?
Strictly Locks on everything. www.strictlylockswithaz.com.
That's love. That's love.
That's love. Omar, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Shout out to Omar. You want to shout out to Omar?
Put it on there real quick.
You know, you remember what it is?
Oats 1028.
Yeah, holla, my homie.
Okay.
Is that oats? Like oatmeal?
O-A-T-Z. Yep.
Oats.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you said it earlier the first time, like everybody knew that.
Then.
But I'm glad you spelled it. Right. My brother's going to start following you now.
Oats.
You got anything for us to wrap up?
As always, shout out to my damn princess, my three jefes, chocolate. The COTR
gang,
everybody that's been following us, all our guests. Thank you, Rocky, again for being here.
Yes.
Thanks to Sankofa.
And much success.
You know what I'm saying?
More shops.
And you know, already know the block. You know it's the block now, but back then, shout out to the zoo.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Zoo.
Yeah, yeah.
To a lot of motherfuckers in the IG talking about the zoo. So I guess there's a lot of zoo mates that I've been around.
Yeah,
I was around animals and shit.
We run wild, man. Shout out to the zoo.
Rhythmic Radio, Monday nights, 8
p.m. Bobby Souls is up next with No Tomatoes, y'all.
Keep in tune.
And Ice, again, shout out to you, big homie.
Man, appreciate you, man.
Shout out to you.
And as you know, man, always have your conversations on the rocks, baby.
Yeah,
shout out. Salute, 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 salute.